verses 1 to 18. This entire commandment that I command you today, you must diligently observe, so that you may live and increase, and go in and occupy the land that the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember the long way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you by letting you hunger, then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to make you understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The clothes on your back did not wear out, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a parent disciplines a child, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Therefore keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For your Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with streams and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end, to do you good. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gained me this wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading is John chapter 6, verses 32 to 35. It's page 1070. Page 1070. Verses 32 to 35. Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Then Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now we just pray as Andrew comes up to give his sermon why it is important to celebrate the harvest. Lord, we just ask you to open our ears to your word that Andrew has on his heart today. In your precious name, amen.
Thank you, Jenny. Anybody here been a farmer? Anybody here who are sons or daughters of farmers? You are, sort of, right. Anybody here been growing fruit and vegetables this year? Yes, quite a few of you have. What's it been like trying to grow them this year? What's the problems been? Problems having to water them all the time? I had some nice cauliflowers seeds put in, something is. I didn't look at them often enough, and they're like a piece of lacework. Slugs have had a field day. I've been feeding the slugs. But that's the problem, isn't it? Anybody have been having fruit in their garden this year? Fruit trees, plums. Have you had a lot of plums this year? Apples, lots of apples. Have you had too many? I mean, John Wood isn't here this morning, but he's been sending emails out, "Come and have my surplus plums." We have, this year, obviously there weren't the frosts earlier on, but the warm, dry weather has affected what the farmers have grown in the fields, because the corn hasn't swollen up. It's as early, the harvest was early. As Judy said, you know, we're talking about why is celebrating the harvest important? Well, the question is food important? Just a wee bit, isn't it? If you don't have food, besides having a rumbling tummy, you wouldn't last very long. And we all know some bits of our history that in the last war, there was terrible problems trying to get food into the country to feed it. And there were tens of thousands of seamen died in ships bringing food in. There was rationing. Everybody was growing every bit of food they could in their gardens. Golf courses even got ploughed up to to grow food. Lots of them got ploughed up everywhere. Parkland was ploughed up to try and get some more food. But also we need to say a big thank you to our farmers, because they have quite a difficult time, really, because often they're not appreciated. Many of them are working alone. Years ago, if you looked at the school logbooks, before attending school was compulsory, you see that children were often kept away from school to work on the fields for the harvest. And some of the holidays were set around when they had harvest. You know, it could be peas. Some places, like Scotland, it'd be picking the potatoes up and planting them. Oh, I've even seen stone picking put down on the records. You know, you think picking stones at harvest. And anybody here worked on a farm, been paid to work on a farm? Anybody here paid? Well, I certainly did. I had an uncle who farmed, and I helped do all sorts of things at different times. You know, I had cousins who were the same age as me, and we used to do work. But obviously, these days, it's all far more mechanized. But you know, they have so many uncertainties going forward. They don't know what the yield's going to be, what the price is going to be, you know, everything else. And if you've got a livestock farmer, you can often working, you know, you are having looking after your livestock 3, 6, 5 days a year. Ours can be middle of the night, whatever else. Whether you've got crops or livestock, you've always got the uncertain threat of diseases making your suffering. If you look through, we have so many proverbs in our English language relating to farming. You know, that one I don't often hear much these days is "make hay while the sun shines." You know, but there's so many more. But you've got to work on it. Also, the harvest, it reminds us of the bountiful nature of creation, of the earth. But we have to work on it and care for it. But also, the harvest represents not just the gathering of crops, but also the celebration of the fruits of our labours and the blessings we receive from God. Our first reading was from God speaking through Moses, spelling out to his people that not to forget what God has given them. Leading them from slavery in Egypt, through the desert, manna to eat, water out of rocks, fertile land, mineral wealth from iron and copper. But their obligation is not to be proud, to keep God's commands, to realize that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And there's a spiritual message in the harvest. What seeds have we been planting in our own lives? What seeds have we or are we planting in the lives of those we come into contact with, whether it be our children, grandchildren, or in the workplace? Are they seeds of kindness, love, and generosity? Have we planted seeds of faith? The crops in the field in our garden do not grow to maturity unless we work on them. Plants do not grow unless they receive water. We need regular sprinklings of the water of the Holy Spirit. Are we cutting out the weeds and slugs that are damaging our spiritual life? Galatians 6 confirms this. A man reaps what he sows. Let us not become weary, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest. Amongst the results of harvesting wheat is bread. Our second reading is after the feeding of the 5,000, when followers, looking for another miracle of a free meal, catch up with Jesus. Jesus tells them, "The true bread of heaven gives life to the world," before saying, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Harvest moves us to results of harvest, moves us to greater trust in faithfulness in God's provision. Now, you saw it this morning working up the church path. If you looked up, you saw the church tower, God's provision for us there. A couple of weeks ago, Audrey organised a fundraising because of thankfulness for her treatment for breast cancer. And it was a response to that thankfulness. There are many other blessings we might have. Families, spouses, daughters, sons, grandchildren, relationships, supportive friends, finances, physical, spiritual, mental health. Harvest festivals encourage us to celebrate the principle of sharing, expressing generosity and practicing kindness to those in need. That is why we have again been collecting for the food bank. Many other churches do the same. Our schools do it as well. It's just a small symbolism of expressing gratitude for those in need. As in 1 Chronicles, "Give thanks to the Lord for his good. His love endures forever." I'll close with a short prayer. And I was hoping that one or two children would have been here this morning, because one has just started attending at St. Andrew's Primary School, and he's been at Open the Book the first 2 weeks. So, but I'll say this similar thing as well. You know, what we do there is when we finish Open the Book, we have a time of reflection, short reflection, and then a short prayer. And we'll do the same again this morning. So just close your eyes. And we say, take a deep breath in and out. And think about a few of the good things you have in your life that have been a true blessing. And just say, just think about it for a moment. And just think about saying thank you to God. And if it's a person also, when you leave here this morning or when you next see them, say thank you as well. A short prayer. Dear God, show each one of us how we can be a blessing. Amen.